It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Good morning, everyone. It is, mid-November. I almost said December. I'm really getting excited about Christmas, apparently. But we have a little bit going on this week, and then I know you all are out shopping, buying turkeys, getting all your holiday prep ready. But we have a few fun things. If you're not going to spend the whole weekend in the kitchen, and I hope you're not, we have some great stuff going on this weekend. So one of the first things I want to talk about, Tandem Friends School is doing a really great thing. They are doing a production of Godspell Junior. But the great thing about this, first of all, it's a really cool play, and there's a lot of talent at Tandem Friends. But they're doing this at the school a couple nights, but they're also doing a couple community performances to raise money for some local service organizations. So they will be doing on Thursday, November 17th at 7 o'clock at Play On Theater. They're doing a production of their show, and all the money will be going to Computers for Kids, which is a great organization that provides after-school services and giving access to kids who may not have access to computers. And there's a mentoring program, and they teach them just so much. It's a really fabulous program. All the money from that will be going to Computers for Kids. And that's a pay what you will, and Play On Theater does this quite with most of their shows, they'll do at least one play pay-as-you-will night. And basically, it's up to you how much you want to pay. But in this situation, remember, and actually all these, Play On's a nonprofit also. So what you pay goes right back to that nonprofit. So think about that if you're going to this show. And then they're also doing, on Sunday, they're doing a show at the Haven Homeless Shelter. And all the money will go back to the Haven. And they ask you to bring canned goods because on stage they have what they're calling a beautiful city sculpture. And it's made out of all the canned goods that people bring in there. So, and all the cans will go back to the homeless shelter. So that is one fun thing going on this weekend, and definitely a great way to get some great entertainment and give back. For the families, there's another, and I talk about these, they come up once a month, and I'm always very excited about them, Family Art Jams at the UVA Art Museum. And if you haven't heard me talk about them before, basically this is a thing that UVA Art Museum does to really bring hands-on projects to kids and kind of make it accessible to young children. Because sometimes what's going on in art museums and some of the exhibits can maybe feel a little bit over their heads. And this is a great way that they kind of bring it to their level, and it's so much fun. So this runs on Saturday and Sunday, and they have two different sessions, one from 1 to 3, which is 5 to 7-year-olds and a parent or a grown-up, doesn't have to be a parent, and then one from 3 to 5 for 8 to 12-year-olds. And this month's theme is Figuring Out the Figure, and there's actually an exhibition going on there now, The Figure Study, The 14th Street School, and The Woman in Public. I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds really interesting. And during this session, kids, they basically learn more how to draw the human form. They use pen and ink, and they actually have a live model. So it's really quite an experience for kids, and I think for adults too. So reservations do need to be made for this, and you have to call, and you can do that calling 243-2050. That's the UVA Art Museum. And you can look them up online at virginia.edu/art museum. They have other programs that go on throughout the year, and even from not just the kids programs, they have so many great exhibits that come through here, and it's just right here, accessible to us. So I think that's something to check out. On Sunday, very excited, the Paramount Theater is having a birthday celebration. Paramount Theater will be 80 years old this weekend, and they are celebrating because it is also Margaret Mitchell's novel, Gone with the Wind. It's also the 75th birthday of Gone with the Wind. So they are going to be showing Gone with the Wind at 2 o'clock. They're going to have a birthday party. They're going to have cake and, as it says on their website, suitable libations. I'm not sure what that means, but sounds good to me. And those will be provided by local vendors, so it's pretty cool. So $10 for adults, $8 for youth. That includes the birthday cake and all the celebrations. So Gone with the Wind, I mean, really probably the most iconic movie of all times, I think. And what a great experience. And I'm guessing that a lot of our youth haven't seen this yet. So if you have kind of those tweens and teens, it might be a really great thing to bring them to, a little Sunday afternoon date for you. And then I would be so sad if I did not remember to tell you that this weekend is the last time in 2011 that you will be able to catch the Charlottesville Ladies Arm Wrestlers Claw. They will be on Saturday at Blue Moon Diner, where they always are, out in the parking lot there. Gates open at 7. The wrestling starts at 8. The proceeds this time will go to the Quality Community Council. And there will be all kinds of music there. But Lisa Brazil will be there. We Are Star Children, DJ Western Front. And if you haven't been to one of these, I say this, they come up every so often, and I think I always say this. If you haven't seen this, and this is, I would not say this is a kid event. I would say this is more for just you and your girlfriends, or even a date night might be really fun because it's something totally different. But it's just something you have to see. It's almost more of a production than it is. It's not a bunch of just a bunch of women sitting around arm wrestling. There's a lot of acting going on. People are in costume. They have these personas that they play out. It is just it's just something that I can't even describe. You have to go see it yourself. So that's on Saturday. And I love that they do this. They have so much fun with it. And then they give the proceeds back to a local nonprofit. So that's a pretty cool way to do something like that. And again, as always, you know I must talk about food and wine. So on Thursday night, there's a Thanksgiving wine tasting going on at Sips Wine Bar. And that's on the downtown mall, if you haven't been there. 7 to 9:30. They're going to pair four wines with some Thanksgiving food. So you'll actually get to taste some of the food and the wine together, so you can kind of feel, you know, taste how it pairs together. And that's $19.95 per person. And reservations are recommended because a lot of these tastings that Sips do fill up. So you can get more information at www.sips, that's SIIPSwine.com. And we also have this on Suzy's set, of course. And then this is actually happening on Monday, but I think that this is such a fitting topic, especially for right now. Tracy Weber owns Eat, which is basically a nutrition and health and cooking company, I guess. And she does once a month, she does what's called the Busy Person's Cooking Class. And it's basically Tracy's way of showing you, you know what, you can still eat healthy even though your life is hectic. And most of our lives are, you know, I mean, I know not all of you are parents, but a lot of you are. And even if you're not, you are busting it out at work every day, and you have a million other things going on, and it's tough sometimes. Well, Tracy has taught me a lot, I will say, about, and I don't even like to cook, and she's got me in the kitchen cooking. I made two chickens, and I made a pork loin, and I made all this stuff recently, vegetables. So, and I've done some of these classes with Tracy. So it's a 1 hour class where she teaches you how you can create great meals for you and your family. It starts at 7 o'clock, and the topic this week will be holiday side dishes and easy vegetables. So we all know, I mean, Thanksgiving is really known for, you know, you just eat and eat and eat. And I read some stat, and I wish I had it on me, but how many calories the average person consumes at a Thanksgiving meal. And it was like more than you should have for like 2 days. I mean, I can't remember now, but it was unbelievable. But that doesn't mean, you know, you can still eat a really great Thanksgiving meal without really going overboard. And Tracy's going to help with some of that. So that Eat is located within the Clay Fitness Studios, right in the heart of Belmont, across from Tavola, next to La Taza, right there. And beautiful setting. Tracy's got this amazing kitchen set up there. And you can call 825-2507 if you want to register for that. It's $10 per person. And you can bring kids 16 and under are free as long as they're with an adult. And then also, Tracy's doing a lot more classes, a lot of great things. So if you want to get on her website, it's Eat with Tracy. Tracy is TRACEY.com. And you can check out just all the great things she has coming up. So I want to talk a little bit more about, because next week is Thanksgiving week, and I am not going to be here. I'm going to be honest and say I will be at the beach next week, which is great, considering that my parents live in Minnesota, and that's my other option for Thanksgiving. But after how cold it was last year, we've decided not to do that anymore. The beach works better. So I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up the week of Thanksgiving, because I don't want you to miss out on some of this stuff. The holidays really kind of kick off right at Thanksgiving, right? And there's some really great things going on, and I want to, because they really kind of start right the day after Thanksgiving. First thing I want to tell you, Monday, November 21st, so that's this coming Monday, tickets for the Gingerbread Express, it used to be called the Holly Trolley, basically a bus that takes you around, looks at all the biggest and greatest light displays in Charlottesville. Those go on sale on Monday, 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. or until they sell out. And those are on sale at the Charlottesville Parking Center, which is kind of right in, you know, where City Space is. It's right about there. It's 108 Fifth Street. Adults $3, children $2, and the Gingerbread Express runs the 9th and 10th of December and the 16th and 17th. This sells out a lot, quite most of the time. So it's something if you can get down there at 9 o'clock and you really want to go, just check that out. Just that's an FYI. Then the Winter Wonderland and the Grand Illumination of the Tree on the Downtown Mall, Friday, November 5th, 25th, excuse me, so the day after Thanksgiving. The Winter Wonderland part, there's going to be crafts and activities for the kids from 5 to 7, and that's on the street there. There's all kinds of different things, all kinds of different organizations kind of jump on board and try to have some fun with your kids. And then the Grand Illumination is actually at 6. And then following that, the Paramount will be featuring Home Alone, which I hate to always date myself, but I do remember this from my childhood. And that'll show at 7 o'clock. So there's just, I mean, it's just basically huge kickoff to holidays, on the downtown mall on Friday. And then also on Friday, the Barracks Road Holiday Parade is on Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And that, that's been going on for years. They'll have costume characters, marching bands, Santa Claus will be there, which always kind of seems a little bit crazy the day after Thanksgiving, but, that's the start of the Christmas holiday or the, winter holidays, I think. So this tradition's been going on for over 40 years. I love that there's something like that still going on. I'm sorry, that's at 9:30 at Barracks Shopping Road or Barracks Road Shopping Center, and starts right in front of Harris Teeter. So moving on. Oh, I missed something. I can't believe this. Thursday morning, since we talked about all the calories you're going to be consuming on Thanksgiving, how about this? Before you eat, head out to Boar's Head and do the Boar's Head Turkey Trot. What a great way to burn off a bunch of calories before your meal. That, you know, this is another thing. I read a little bit about some of these traditions. I've been thinking a lot about traditions. My daughter's been doing some stuff in school about family traditions. And I love that the turkey trot has been going on, I found out, for 30 years. So this is like the 30th annual Boar's Head Turkey Trot. It's pretty cool. People keep coming out for that on the morning of Thanksgiving. And this benefits the UVA Children's Hospital. And they only allow a certain number of runners for this. So if you want to, or runners or walkers, you can walk too. If you want to register for that, get on www.dominiondigital.com/turkeytrot to get information on that and to get the registration form. So that starts at 9 o'clock. Moving on to the rest of the holidays. On Saturday, November 26th, so the Saturday after, now, if you want to keep shopping, if you're going out and you're doing the Black Friday thing, you'll probably be tired by Saturday. But if you're not, that Saturday kind of kicks off the Charlottesville Holiday Market. So this runs in the same place as our regular market, but it's more holiday themed. There'll be a lot of, you know, the same kind of, you know, unique things, home-baked items, locally handmade, but there'll be a lot more gifts and greenery, decorations, all that kind of stuff. And that's at the corner of Water and South Street in that downtown parking lot. And going back to, I want to talk a little bit more about what's coming up for the holidays. There's a couple of things that you might need to get moving on right now. This is another great tradition in Charlottesville. It's the Gingerbread Christmas. And those, and if you haven't been to this, they've done it. It's been in different places over past years. It was at the Paramount a few years ago. It will now be at the last couple of years at the Omni Hotel. And this is a competition in a sense, but it's really just about the tradition of making a gingerbread house. And then you can enter it in the competition. I do it with my girls. We do not create masterpieces by probably everybody else's standards, but we have so much fun doing it. My girls love bringing them down, putting them in the contest, and then seeing all the different gingerbread houses. And this is open to anyone. There are several different categories. There's a professional category. And if you've ever been to this, you could pick out the professional ones, and they are true works of art. I can't imagine the time and the effort that they put into these. They are so amazing. There's an amateur adult, youth, and child. $25 entry fee for professionals, $15 for amateur adults, and then the youth are free. And this year, the theme is nursery rhymes and fairy tales, but if you don't want to follow that, you don't have to. I mean, we kind of just went and put, when you give it to my girls, they just basically take everything they possibly can and stick them on there. And we buy the box kit and then we add to it and just make whatever we want. So the deal I want to let you know about this is registration is due by November 28th. So I just want to get that in your head. You can get that now. You can download that registration form from Suzy Said or at Virginia Gingerbread Christmas, all one big long URL.com. And then the gingerbread houses are open for viewing to the public at the Omni from 5 to 7 on December 1st, and then December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 11 o'clock in the morning until the evening, and then they do kind of a finale with the St. Nicholas Eve on December 4th. Additionally, Mrs. Claus invites, as part of this whole Virginia gingerbread Christmas, and this is something that I've been involved in for the last couple of years, and there's two sessions, and basically Mrs. Claus is there. She brings a lot of her friends from the North Pole. We'll see. I'm not really sure who's going to be there. I know last year the Grinch was there and several other fun costumed characters. There's holiday refreshments, cookies, hot chocolate. Kids get to decorate cookies and cupcakes, and there'll be arts and crafts. And then Mr. Magic's there, and he's always a huge hit. But I'm telling you about this now, even though it doesn't happen until December 1st, because it always sells out. So this is something, again, you want to get your reservations in for this. It's $7 per person. There are two sessions this year, 4 to 5:45 and 6:15 to 8. And that's just something that you might want to look into ahead of time. And then the parade is on December 3rd, and that's from 10 to 11. And that, if you have an organization or a business that wants to get involved in the parade, that is run through the Downtown Business Association. And it's free. And it's, if you haven't been down there, you got to go down and check it out. It's a golf cart parade. It's not like a huge, you know, float parade. So as a business, you are not dedicating tons and tons of money into it. It's just a great way to have a lot of fun, decorate your golf carts. People get really into it. And you throw out candy. There's tons of people. It just goes along the downtown mall. It's so much fun. And that is on December 3rd. So I'm just trying to get some of these things into your head now. I will be gone next week, but we will be back as soon as I have a little R&R on the beach, and then we'll talk about more. So enjoy your weekend, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving.